The studio looks great. We'll get into why in just a moment. But it has something to do with Cider. Cider Days is an annual community celebration of all things Apple in beautiful Franklin County, Massachusetts. This year marks their 23rd year with tours, cider making, and tastings, workshops, and much more in orchards and venues countywide from Ashfield, Deerfield, Turner's Falls, Charlemont, Coleraine, and New Salem, just to name a few. Whether you're a cider aficionado, hard or sweet, make your own cider, or an orchardist, like hanging out in bucolic orchards, or just enjoy soaking up all the goodness of autumn in New England, well, this is a pretty great event for you. To find out more, we welcome Al Sachs from the Cider Days Committee. Al, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, wonderful to have you here. We also welcome via the telephone hard cider maker, April Woodard. And April, we assume that's what you're doing right now and why you couldn't be with us in studio.
I wish that was true. Thanks so much for inviting us in today.
Well, it's a delight to have you here. Now, we'll get to the cider in a second, but Al, how did all this come to be?
Well, 23 years ago, there was this couple folks who decided that they wanted to make cider as creative and as artisanal as winemaking in California was. So we look back to West County Cidery and the Maloneys, and Judith Maloney and her husband Terry Maloney started West County Cideries. And as they started putting this together, they said, you know, we really need to celebrate the making of artisanal hard cider. It was, of course, a long tradition in New England, but it had kind of gotten stamped out during Prohibition, and people were still making it, but under, you know, kind of the darkness of the moon, that type of thing.
Now, you've been doing this for 23 years, but it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but this seems to be hard cider seems to be all the rage now. This is it is certainly having a renaissance.
Yes. You know, it's an overnight success after many years. But the thing is that hard cider is actually one of the fastest growing sections of the beverage industry. A lot of people like it because it's not as alcoholic as wine is. It can be a lower alcohol content. It's gluten free. It's delicious and it's very varied. So people can taste all different types of flavors in there. And it also reflects, since there's been the whole slow food movement and the movement towards local foods, tasting your local orchard and drinking your local cider is something that's becoming back in vogue. Of course, if we go back to colonial times, we all used to have 5 barrels of cider in the basement that we use.
I still do.
Yeah, you still do. Now, April, so as a home hard cider maker, what does that, first of all, how did you get into such an endeavor?
Well, you know, I think that Al just touched on a central theme and something that's very important and has grown in my life, which is the slow food movement. And I'm a maker, as I think many people are, especially in New England, and it just seemed like a natural thing to do. And I started making, and my methods have changed and evolved, and I would say that my cider making method has become what I would call it hasn't strayed very far. It's very rustic. You know, I'm interested in making cider that has a historical feel to it, where you don't make a lot of changes to it. You select the finest apples that you can and treat them with integrity and do a long, slow fermentation. So, yeah, I've just, my love of making, I guess, started it, and then it grew, and before you know, I was asked to be a presenter, which I kind of couldn't believe, and so then I was teaching other people to do it, and then I was asked to join the board, and, you know, it just kind of kept blooming and growing, and as Al was relating, that the cider field has grown and developed at such a quick pace that I don't think anybody actually knows exactly where it's going, but there's a wide array of ciders out there. There's very sweet sort of entry-level canned ciders, and then there's cider that is as fine as any wine and is really meant to be paired with food and enjoyed and sipped and have more of an experience. And that's more of the cider that I'm interested in.
So on the table in front of Al and I, there are six or seven bottles here. Are any of these April ciders?
No. Okay. I have a homemade cider here. But.
Okay. All right. So
wonderful.
Now, but what I noticed just to the naked eye is of how different they all are in color. So talk about what that means.
Okay. So what we have in front of us is two ciders that you're looking at right up front are from Carr's Cidery in Hadley. And this one is a Yarlington Mill. It's an entire one type of apple entirely. Yarlington Mill is an old heirloom apple. And that is in process. And in fact, what's interesting about this cider is that it is one varietal, and this is still in its fermentation.
Okay. So you can taste. So you say in process, it's not where it needs to be yet.
Well, it's pretty darn good, but it's not finished.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, will that make me loopy, or is it hasn't gotten to that point yet?
Yes, it will make you loopy.
Okay, good.
You have to drink a lot of it, but it'll get stronger over time.
Now, does it get stronger? Does it get more apple-y?
No, it gets less apple-y.
Okay.
Because what happens is that we work very hard as cider makers to preserve the nose on these apples, but as the yeast continues to eat the sugar, which is how you make alcohol, you tend to lose some of your esters and some of your volatiles. So some of us who are working hard at this try to make sure we go low and slow, like a good barbecue, where we try to have it process slowly, which preserves more of the other aspects of it.
So that is in a clear bottle with a cork. So is that fermentation taking place in that bottle as we speak?
It is. And that's why you noticed, I don't know if you noticed this, but it's a little petulant, which means it's got a little bit of a fizz in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as they go through their fermentation process, they become still. Now, this is one that has been fermented out. This is a wild apple cider. About 20% of it's wild, and 80% of it is from heirloom apples. And again, you have to always make sure when you're making cider, rarely do you do these single varietals. Most of the time we're blending ciders because just like many good wines, you want to have a mixture of flavors, the balance of acids and tannins.
Because we can't use all those fancy words like oaky and
oh, sure we can. We can talk about smoked leather and, you know.
Right, but we can't unless you have those varietal of flavors, right?
That's,
I mean,
that's correct.
Very simple, and you don't want that, goodness
That's
knows.
Correct. And one of the things we're doing is, like, this weekend starts on Friday.
Lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, they make great
all right,
stuff.
That's great.
So one of the things we do.
I'm having a little cider envy.
Well, open a bottle on your end.
Yeah,
you can join us.
In the basement.
One of the things that's exciting about our 3-day event is on Friday night we have a session called "How to Taste Hard Cider" with Eric West and Nicole LeBron, and it's a ticketed event. But we still have some tickets left. But this is a sensory evaluation tasting experience, so you get to learn how to say, oh, it tastes like smoky leather, or you really learn how to taste cider. Just like at a whiskey tasting, you might learn how to taste whiskey.
Now, so real quick, and then we'll get into the schedule here, but April, so the difference between, like apple juice, apple cider, and then hard cider is what? Like, what has to happen over that time?
Well, generally, cider makers will want to they crush their fruit, and then you put it through a press, and then you take that live product. And, you know, some people are UVing, but just for any bugs that maybe they don't want in there. Some people are using raw juice.
You don't literally mean bugs, but you mean bugs.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. I mean, there's wild yeast all around us. And some cider makers choose to use the wild yeast that's in the air to inoculate their ciders. And other times you're using a commercial yeast, which essentially dominates the wild yeast and then helps to give a certain flavor profile from the yeast that you're choosing. Any fresh cider will start to ferment. I think most people have had the experience of buying a gallon,
right,
and it gets a little bit fizzy, and that's that wild yeast starting to have its way with the cider.
Now, Aunt Dorothy wouldn't let us drink the cider when it was fresh. She had to wait till it turned hard.
Well, that's because Aunt Dorothy was a wise woman.
Yeah, well, she was. And oddly, maybe not so oddly, our favorite aunt.
she was the fun aunt.
Yeah, the fun aunt.
She was the fun aunt. What you just poured me was what?
I just poured you a cider that I made.
That's great.
Now, part of cider days is that it does have some petulance, as they say.
Okay.
Isn't that sound like a great thing?
Yeah, all right, yeah. That's fine.
Anyhow,
yeah,
it's fizzy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool thing.
Sparkling.
The cool thing about cider days is that not only do we have a lot of free events and events where you can learn about cider, but we also have a lot of orchards that we visit. This is from Pine Hill Orchard. Pine Hill makes blends specifically for cider makers on cider days. So they have hundreds of gallons of cider with all these different. This, what you're tasting now, is from the 800 gallon barrel. That's why I call it the 800. And this is a blend of about six different heirloom apples that this cidery, this apple orchard has put together specifically for us on cider days. So if you're an amateur cider maker, you come to Pine Hill Orchard, or you go to any of the other orchards, and you get these delicious blends of cider from which you can make your own home-based cider.
What's the alcohol content here, like 6-7%? What are we talking about?
It varies depending on the amount of sugar that is in there and the aggressiveness of the yeast. But we're talking about from 6 to 8 to 9%.
There you go.
You know,
that's a kicker.
Like if we look at this, if we look at the wild apple cider, it is 6.9.
All right, that's 7. 6.9. All right.
Now, if you want to have a little stronger, you go to a after dinner liqueur like a Pommeau. And this is a delicious French-style after-dinner liqueur. And I'm just going to give you a little taste of this.
Don't be too stingy now.
Well, we have something else that's very, very exciting.
All right.
We can always go back.
I'm almost done with the show.
You can relax. Yeah. This is very sweet. Well, we can keep running the show. I mean,
Al, whose Pommeau is this?
This is Cars again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They make a very nice Pommeau. They're one of the only local people that I know that make Pommeau.
Now, that is it's a dessert.
Cider. It's the little glasses from Aunt, what was her name?
Aunt Dorothy.
Yeah, and you put them out on the table and you fill them up.
Now, because that is very smooth. That could get you in trouble.
Yes, and that's fortified with apple brandy. That's apple cider fortified with apple brandy.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Now,
one of
the other things that we like is that this is a very international event. We have people from all over, including our friends in Canada, who have come up with this wonderful ice cider that they make, which, again, is another after-dinner drink. And I want to give you just a little taste of that.
All right.
Because this is one of the new things that's a rage. This is just beautiful stuff. They basically let the apples freeze on the trees, and that makes the juice inside concentrate. And then they press the juice, then they ferment the juice, and they basically are concentrating the sugars.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that good?
Good.
So we have free workshops. And we have paid workshops you need to buy tickets for, and we have a taste.
And I just want to interject for a second just to let listeners know that there are still some tickets available for various things and that the prices are – we really try to keep this a very grassroots idea and stay to keeping our ticket prices really low so it can be inclusive for many people.
Well, I see a ton of free events on here, and then for the tastings,
free or very low cost.
Very
is
low
our
cost.
Goal.
Yeah, we still have tickets left for the second salon, and this is an hour and a half where you have 45 tables laden with cider from all over the world, and we have. We have people coming in from Austria this year who are pear cider makers. We have Tom Oliver, who is a hero of mine. He's from Hereford, England, and he makes award-winning ciders that is winning in awards in England. And he's going to be talking about Perry, which is the new cutting edge in the cider world because it's basically pear cider. And he's going to be talking about that in a free talk on Saturday and also on Sunday. But that one sold out because he's a famous cider dude.
Yeah. Real nice.
We kind of have like a lineup of cider rock stars here.
So it is the Franklin County Cider Days. We have about a minute, and I just want to make sure that people know they can see the full schedule, they can find out all the information they need to know, they can plan their day throughout Franklin County Cider Days, which happens from the 3rd through the 5th, that's Friday through Sunday, and all you have to do, and this is the easiest name to remember in the world, ciderdays.org, ciderdays.org.
Absolutely. The workshops are going to be in Shelburne Buckland. We have 8 blends, 3 yeast, and 2 scientists are talking about making cider from the Finger Lakes. If you're New York-centric on Sunday, Spanish-making style sidra. It's America's making Spanish-style cider. And Lost Apples of Quabbin is going to be out where out in New Salem Preserve, one of the prettiest orchards that you can come to. You get to tour all these orchards. It's just so much fun. It's, I think, probably the second most fun thing you can think of.
And there are a couple of different workshops for home cider makers for either beginners or advanced. Look on the schedule. I do one in New Salem on Sunday, and Charlie Ochowski and Paul Correnti do another one on Saturday, I believe.
Do we need to take a break, or should we take a break and then come back and drink more cider, or do you just want to keep going? What do you want me to do, Liz? Keep going or take a break? Take a break. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about cider, and maybe we'll have some more cider.
Yeah, absolutely.
And excellent. and again, April, we're thinking of you. We'll be right back. It's ciderdays.org, ciderdays.org. You can find out more information. It's the 23rd annual Franklin County Cider Days. We're thrilled they're here. We're going to talk more about their wonderful event coming up this weekend right after this. Welcome back to the roundtable and our discussion about the 23rd annual Franklin County Cider Day is taking place in Franklin County, Massachusetts, and really throughout the county. I was looking at the map. It is you go over a lot of geography, don't you?
Absolutely. And some people like have figured out like, oh, wait a minute, I have to plan travel in between, because if you want to go do, you know, visit all the sites, yeah, it'll be like a half hour between some of the sites.
Yeah,
because it's spread out.
Yes, it's good to plan, and I've seen people do little films and post them on YouTube of trying to hit as many places as they can, which is really fun. It's such a great weekend, and we're really excited this year that we are coming to Turner's Falls, which is a new venue for Cider Days.
We're going to be putting up, we have circus tents going up, essentially, but that's where the tasting is going to be held, and actually that's where April has a new cidery that she's leading the charge on that's going in there. So that's our newest entry is just opening its doors down the street from where we're going to be.
Very good stuff. And again, ciderdays.org to find out the full schedule. A lot of things for kids, too.
Absolutely. You know, when I talk to my friends with kids, I say, you know, take them out to the orchard. Get them on a wagon. Get them to go around to the see the different orchards. Just to list a few of these places, you can go to Bear Swamp Orchard and Cidery up in Ashfield, West County Cidery, Bear Meadow Farm Cidery, Cars in Hadley, Headwater Cidery in Hawley, Pine Hill, Clarkdale Fruit Farm. I mean, it goes on Wheelview Farm and Quanquot Orchard down in Waitley is going to be there. So there's an orchard for everyone.
I'll make you say that again because I'm not sure we can say it on the air. But so what else should we try here?
So let's try this one. This is another homemade cider. This is one my son and his buddy made.
Oh, it's a family business.
Exactly. We've infected them with this too. He's a PhD student out at Cornell, and his friend Adam is getting a PhD in cider making, and so they took 8 different blends.
You can get a PhD in cider making?
You can, apparently.
do you have a PhD, do you, April?
I do not. I have the life PhD. Yeah. But yeah, you can get a degree in fermentation, and my partner that I'm opening my new cidery called Wild Child Cellars in Turner's Falls is Kurt Scherer, and he does have a degree in fermenting from UC Davis. He has a cidery currently, a separate cidery called Millstone Cellars out of Maryland.
And they'll be at the tasting.
They will be at the tasting.
This is very good.
Yeah, so you can, as you can tell, what you're tasting here today is very different. And that's what's one of the exciting things is that if you're interested in apples, if you're interested in orcharding, if you're interested in just, you know, learning where all this great stuff comes from, you get to explore all these things. Plus, there are other places like Artisan Beverage Cooperative, which makes a cider, which is a apple and honey mead, is opening its doors. And they make a thing called ginger libation, which is not apples, but it's made out of like a ginger wine. And so even if you don't like apples, we can find you something that you will like. We guarantee it.
Whether you want to or not.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're out of time, but I want to thank you both for being here and to telling us about this wonderful event. It sounds just like a blast. Cider Days takes place November 3rd through the 5th. That starts Friday, and it goes through the weekend. It's in Franklin County, Massachusetts, and really anybody who's anybody has helped and sponsored this thing. It's a huge event in the county. Ciderdays.org to find out more information. Ciderdays.org. And plan your trip, plan your event, and go throughout and try all these wonderful ciders and talk to people in the know. Ciderdays.org. Al Sachs is from the Cider Days Committee. April Woodard is a hard cider maker. I thank you both for being with us, and I wish you just nothing but a beautiful, beautiful time this coming weekend.
Oh, we're going to have fun.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Well, a great pleasure. Hopefully lots of people will come, as I'm sure, as they have for the last 22 years, and you'll do your 23rd, and it'll be a great event.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Cider Days.
See you in the orchard.
Okay. Ciderdays.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.